Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Monday, we did our Mega Monday morning quiz. Every Monday morning now, usually around 11:35, about this time, we do a quiz. It's sponsored by our friends at Mega Pros. And if you get it all right or if you get them all wrong, we still give you the Mega hoodie. Since last weekend was the anniversary of the Bears winning the Super Bowl, we did some Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Blackhawks. We did all our five big teams' championship trivia. And we had a couple of questions about the White Sox. When we got done, Pete McMurray sent me a text related to a story about the White Sox that I don't think I knew. Hey, Pete, are you there?
I blame myself, John.
For what?
For that one loss in the 2005 playoffs. That was my fault.
That was the question. So we said, I mean, there was a lot of ways to pull cool trivia facts because it was an exceptional playoff. But the White Sox, one of the things that was unique about their playoff run, a World Series win, was that for the entire playoff run, they only lost one game. And in the World Series, their four consecutive wins were all complete games, which you'll never,
right.
You will never, ever see again, right?
Never, never, ever. Yes.
So what was your story about all of that?
Well, it was game one of the ALCS against the Angels that the White Sox lost, and I blame myself. And for people that were watching the news, the 6 o'clock news before the game saw my name on screen. You know, Boston won the World Series, I think, in 04, right? And we swept them the first series. We won 3-0, and everybody thought, we're going to the World Series. So I thought to myself, game one is here. The Angels are staying at the Westin on Michigan Avenue. Let's take breakfast over to the starting Angels pitcher and wake him up.
Oh, Pete.
So I sent my street guy, his name was Mender at the time. I said, pick up a beef sandwich and a tall boy old style, and we'll take him a Chicago breakfast. So I called the hotel. For some way, we got his room number. I think I said I had to send a fax. And I wanted to make sure it went to his room.
Wait a minute. So you were able to figure out where he was, and now you're sending your lackey over to wake up the starting pitcher that's going to face the White Sox, right? Hold on a second. Let me finish this story just after news headlines. Pete, can you give me one more minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go back to Pete McMurray, already in progress. Hi, Pete.
Steakums were terrible.
That sounds like a Gaffigan bit or a John Mulaney bit, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like a Gaffigan thing with Hot Pockets and Steakums. What is Steakums?
I can get you a box of them from Instacart for
$4.49. They still have them at Jewel. I've seen them. Absolutely.
I played once on this radio station. I think it was here. The Jim Gaffigan bit about Hot Pockets. And it is so funny, but so damning for the entire Hot Pocket industry that a guy called in and he was laughing still. And he goes, oh, that was really funny, but can you do that? Because that's terrible for Hot Pockets. No one will ever want to eat a Hot Pocket again. Of course, you can play it on the radio, but boy, it was funny and true, right? So, Pete,
it's so true.
Our quiz on Monday, one of the questions was about the White Sox and the fact that they only lost one game in the playoff run. You were telling us a story about how you sent your intern or something over to the Angels starting pitcher before one of the games, right?
Well, it was game one. The Angels just came to town, and it's no secret that Major League Baseball puts the players up, the opposing team's players, at the Westin on Michigan Avenue.
Oh.
That's why if you drive by on game day, if the Cubs are playing, you can see people out there to try to get autographs. So it's no secret. So I called the hotel. I somehow got his room. Some of these players still stay under their own name, and I sent my guy over there.
Okay, that's just amazing to me. It just seems to me like everybody's so insulated, fans from these celebrities, that you wouldn't be able to pull that off. So your guy now is what, the morning of the game?
Yes, my show started at 9 a.m., so at 8 o'clock, I made him go over to Al's Beef, grab a beef sandwich, and pick up a tall boy old style. We were going to set him up with a Chicago breakfast. So he gets to the hotel. He walks up to the room, and I said, okay, Mender, walk up to the door and gently knock on the door. So he gives a little knock, and we wait, and nothing happens. And I said, again, you need to knock a little bit harder. So he knocks a little bit harder, nothing. Well, what I came to find out afterwards was the valet guys listened to my show, because when I worked the Loop in the Hancock, I used to park across the street, and I know all those guys, so they listened to me every day. So the people at the hotel could hear on the radio that my guy was at the hotel. So they send security up. My guy hears the elevator doors open, and I tell him, you should get out of there. So he runs down the stairwell, and I said, hold on a second. In the movies, they have security waiting in the lobby,
right?
So you should stop on the second floor. Of course, this is all on the radio. So
right.
When he gets off on the second floor, security is waiting. He gets arrested. They take him to the police station on Division. So he was arrested at 10 a.m. They keep him until 6 o'clock. The 6 o'clock news starts. Rob Johnson, I can still see it today. I have the video somewhere. They have a live shot of my guy, Mender, walking out of the police station. I greet him. We get in my car and drive away. And, of course, the White Sox go on to lose. I think it was 1-0, game one. That was the only game they lost. And, again, I apologize to the city.
Your scheme kind of backfired. Their pitcher evidently wasn't so upset, huh?
Well, yeah, I want to say that the White Sox could hit. They just couldn't score in that game.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They put up a lot of runs. I was looking at the scores through the playoffs and in the World Series, for that matter. They had no trouble scoring runs for most of the games, except the one that you jinxed. Well, that's funny. I heard versions of that, or I've heard you allude to that. But all right. When are you on the radio again, Pete?
Saturday. I'm in for Mr. Fix It. So if you need something fixed, call me on Saturday morning.
Don't call Pete.
We have an expert in. Don't worry. Mike Holmes is coming in. He's an expert. Lou's on vacation.
We'll listen for you then. Thanks, Pete.
All right. Thanks, buddy. See ya.